Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, we are live for the midweek or Wednesday morning check-in, and as always, excited to be back this morning. Looking forward to connecting and finding out what you guys are keeping your eyes on. And more importantly, trying to just sort through some of the recent threats being thrown out there by the Western establishment on the possibility of, basically using the dollar as a continual weapon to punish the world. And of course, it ultimately comes back to hurt us, the holders and the citizens of this country relying upon the Federal Reserve notes and their derivatives. So go talk about that and a couple of other interesting developments in the world of taxation. And just the state wanting to know exactly what you hold, where you hold it at. So we're going to talk about a couple of things here. As always, hope everyone is doing well. Welcome to the live stream. Feel free to let me know where you're watching from, as well as some things that are of interest to you. Put them in the chat and we'll definitely try to touch on them. As always, just, you know, more than enough stories to cover. But the goal is just to sift through the news and bring something worth your attention this morning. So welcome, everybody. And if you guys don't mind, for those who are plugging in or watching the replay, definitely make sure you hit that bell notification and don't be afraid to hit the thumbs up button. Show your support for the channel. As always, information is concise and, you know, precise and right on the nail as far as trying to direct you and help you understand what's really going on the bigger scheme of things. And then also, if you have not connected with RTD on all the socials, and a particular one, Telegram, where we connect throughout the day, share thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and whatnot. A lot of activity in the community there. So definitely connect with us there, and you'll never be left behind or left out of the fold. So welcome, everybody. Let me know if everything is flowing smoothly on my end. Let me know if the audio is coming in correctly, and then we'll get into it. I have maybe 6-7 different tabs open, all relevant issues in reference to the monetary structure, and in particular, taxation. It looks like Biden wants to tax us hard on anything that's any type of way of profiting off the system being rebooted. They want to tax you beyond what we could imagine. But anyway, we got Tom checking in, Mark checking in. Appreciate you guys, man. All right, let's not waste any time. Let's get right into it. As always, start off with the good news of the day, give you a little bit of a devotional, something to keep your mind on and to just to, you know, build up your spirit, man. Then we'll get into some market activity, then jump into the headlines. So bear with me. All right. As always, as promised, start off with some good news, man. April 24th, powerful and effective is the name of this devotion today. And the spirit and the quote from the good word is James 5:16 from NIV. It says, "The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." Then it goes on to say, "Oh, the mighty power within your reach today for change, healing, vindication, liberation, endurance, and eternal transformation. Your astounding, all-powerful God waits to respond to your requests with his unlimited supernatural resources. However, you may be thinking, I pray, but I sense no such power. Am I doing something wrong? If so, consider, have you truly connected with your loving Heavenly Father in deep fellowship with him? Do you recognize who he is, the King of Kings of all creation? Or do you merely take him your list of requests without thought to his desires? Says, likewise, do you truly believe he will help you? Do you have such confidence in his character and abilities that all your doubts are stifled? Finally, have you sought oneness with his heart, seeking his will in all things? It says, friend, you can be a person of powerful and effective prayer. Don't give up or be blinded by feelings of defeat or doubt. Rather, be faithful to God in intercession. Fight your battle on your knees and trust him. He hears, he cares, he certainly answers. It says, God, I desire deep fellowship with you. Help me understand the power of prayer. Amen. All right. Effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. All right, good people. That's the good word for this morning. All right. So let's get into it, man. As always, I want to make sure we touch on some things that give people some opportunities and resources here. So bear with me one sec. Let me get things set up on the back end here. Then we'll jump right into it, man. It's going to be an interesting summer, to say the least. But before we dive into that, let me share with you some opportunities here. So for those who may be new to the community, don't know, got to always put it out there. But the RTD Dollar IQ quiz at rethinkingthedollar.com/quiz. 10 simple questions make a world of difference. Help you, I guess, determine your current level of understanding in reference to monetary history, or what I like to call monetary literacy. And as of right now, the average is about 60%. So the link's in the description. Take the quiz. And then I have three monetary steps, or what I consider three monetary steps of savviness. And you can just follow those trends there, and you'll be better off than the other 99.99% of people who don't know the difference between sound money and fiat currency. So if you're interested, test your dollar IQ and see where you stand. And if you find value in it, pass it forward. And then lastly here, I want to make sure everybody is aware of the opportunity to literally protect and preserve what is yours. Everything you work hard for, with the opportunity of connecting with Colonials Metals Group here to take possession of yours in the form of gold and silver in a self-directed IRA. And so if you want to speak to the experts, here's a quick little survey here. You fill this out, submit it, and then you'll be contacted by one of their team members there to give you the whole breakdown, answer any questions that you might have on how to take your portfolio, put it into your own possession, and something that is true, sound, and tested, and has withstood all the monetary chaos throughout time. And so on the tab below, colonialsmetalsgroup.com/RTD, you can get this little information guide here with all the testimonials and things of that nature. And more importantly, find out more about Colonials Metals Group, or you can call in 1-888-521-2448 and speak with someone directly to get any questions you might have on how to follow these steps here to get possession of what is rightfully yours in the form of gold and silver. So if you're interested, click the link in the description, and you'll be blessed there. All right. Let's go, people. Let's get into it this morning. How's everybody doing, man? Let me know in the chat what you guys keeping your eyes on. Let me see here. Miguel says, does anyone else get a little stress holding thousands of dollars in metals in the yard? Wondering if I should get a box at the credit union. Yeah, Miguel, I know you're joking on that one. I know you're joking on that. But let mind you, anything that's not in your possession or in close proximity that you can get to when you need it, you may find out in the future that it may not be necessarily yours. And so we got to read the terms of service on anything you sign when you're storing anything with anybody nowadays. Because once you read the fine print, you realize that you are the more likely the lender and not necessarily the owner at that particular moment. So, okay, let's get into it, man. I don't want to waste any time. So I want to touch on some headlines that really caught my attention, just because as we've noticed over the last, about 2 years or so now, sanctions have ultimately backfired. And what I mean by that, let's just look at the start of sanctions with Russia. And so if we look at this gold chart here, sanctions have really shown up to be disastrous for the U.S. liabilities, a.k.a. assets, you know, our treasuries and all the debt instruments that come on top of that, including our currency. But gold has been resurfaced as a monetary hedge against central bank monetary failure, as well as fiscal calamities with deficits and everything like that in between. So literally, we have the threat now of the U.S. looking to sanction China for helping Russia. But then again, they've been helping Russia as they've been partnering with Russia beyond just the direct bilateral currency swaps and all the trade agreements they've set up for the last several years, well before all this chaos broke out. But as of right now, as the U.S. gets desperate, they're looking to crank up the threat of sanctions on the Chinese banks. So what will that incentivize them to do? it will ultimately lead to more of what has already been taking place, which is the removal of U.S. liabilities as wealth preservation tools and capital in their own in countries, reserve asset classes, and forcing them back into gold. And so I thought I would just start off by looking at gold over the last 2 years in particular. And because I think that's a good point of reference when it comes to the sanctions that were first put on Russia back in February, March-ish timeframe when the whole Ukrainian proxy war began and what has resulted in these so-called sanctions. Absolutely nothing. Russia has been more profitable than ever because the friendly nations, aka the BRIC nations, those that are in alliance with Russia, have continued to do business, where it just more proof that the U.S. has just been jawboning. But gold has responded very favorably amongst many other commodities, say, aka assets of this kind. So just going back here, looking at the map real quick. And so right around this time frame here, gold was flirting with 18, 19, got up to 2000. You know, at the max there. This is all at the beginning of the whole Ukrainian proxy war. And of course, there's a major drawdown over time because at this point here, this is when Russia decided to bring gold back into the framework when their central bank decided to use some of their reserve assets to acquire gold. And then they had a quasi oil gold peg of one barrel for 1 gram. We talked about that throughout the last year or two, whatever. Okay. And as a response to that, the Western Hemisphere decided to slam gold as best they could, got it down to 1500. But then again, it didn't matter because shortly thereafter, due to U.S. malfeasance of many forms, gold has began to climb to the point where now we've reached and surpassed all-time highs. And as of recently, got up to $2,425. Okay. So what has that done? Let's invert this chart real quick to show you how the purchasing power of the dollar. Let's just use 2 years, for example. So over the last 2 years, the purchasing power of the Federal Reserve note, aka the dollar, has lost 18.18% against gold. So if gold is a standard and everything is measured against gold, our currency has already lost 20% of its purchasing power in gold terms. So just the same inverted chart going back to March when the whole proxy war started off. Ever since then, the dollar, aka Federal Reserve note, has been losing against gold. Okay. And so they've been running to gold. So if they're running to gold, it goes to show that these sanctions that are being put on by the Western powers that be, whether it be Europe or the US, is all about trying to pretend as if they have the power to control something when the world has already made a decision as to what they're going to use as that medium of wealth preservation for themselves, as well as that next establishment of trust for what the system that they're all building out uniformly. So anyway, let's get into today's story. So this is what I want to talk about here. Sanctions ultimately, in my opinion, have come back to hurt the holders of Federal Reserve notes and U.S. liabilities, aka the treasuries and bonds, more than it has actually hindered the same countries that's running away from the dollar. So here we have the rumors of the U.S. is waning, using the power of the dollar to stop Chinese banks aiding Russia, but its plan could backfire. Interesting. They're using the power of the dollar. And I just showed you over the last 2 years how the power of the dollar, when measured in or valued in gold terms, which is the standard internationally now speaking, has already lost power, purchasing power. So what threat really would this pose other than hurting those who don't know this information? Real quick here, it says Chinese banks are helping to aid Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. alleges. So once again, as I mentioned, China and Russia have been working together hand in hand well beyond this 2 year period of this proxy war. They've been building out infrastructures and everything in between, which we're going to get to in a moment, just highlighting how more of the Western media is selling us propaganda, playing the tough guy on the block when the world has already made a decision as to where they stand. It says the U.S. is considering sanctions to cut Chinese banks off from the dollar, according to Wall Street Journal. However, it may speed up de-dollarization efforts by China and Russia. It is a mathematical fact that if you are being threatened by the same thing that has been weaponized against you, aka the currency, what would incentivize you to continue to want to do business in a foreign weapon that of choice that is being used to hinder you to to hurt your country, to hurt your banking sector and everything between, it is only natural that you would speed up whatever you have in place to try to replace that, because it does not benefit your country or operate in your best interest. So what does that mean? I'm ultimately getting back to the fact that if this sanction go through on the banks, on top of the other things I'm about to get to happens, we could see a breakout in gold well beyond what we've witnessed to this point, which will be unstoppable, because it will be the result of other nations now realizing that if Russia can be sanctioned and possibly have their assets frozen and stolen outright, it can happen to China. And if those two are leading this de-dollarization push, you better believe every other nation associated with their agenda will definitely follow suit at a much rapid pace. Therefore, interest rates in this country would shoot through the roof as governments decide to sell off even more treasuries than what they have done thus far, signaling the erosion slash collision course of the Federal Reserve note. And, you know, on a side note here, I'm rambling a little bit, but I'm working on updating a visual aid here, and it really came to my mind the importance of continuing to get back to the basics of what I consider the monetary literacy journey that I'm on, and this whole rethinking the dollar is about, and literally understanding that, you know, all dollars are not created equal. And so the Federal Reserve note is just a construct that has been created 111 years ago that we have been, you know, convinced that is our one and only form of currency or money, when in actuality that is not the case. And so the Federal Reserve note and the dollar, historically speaking, dollar, you know, money comes from the United States Mint. Debt instruments and their derivatives, whether the digital or the paper versions, come from the Bureau of Engraving through the commercial banks in collaboration with the Federal Reserve. So the Federal Reserve notes and the United States Mint, two different entities. One is sound, true, and tested and is constitutionally considered U.S. money. And the other one is an add-in once the central bank was created, which is what is at threat right now. So I'm putting together a visual aid to highlight that more, but you guys get the drift here. But anyway, let's get through this article real quick here, and then we'll get to some more topics. And I'm trying to lay out a case as to how sanctions only come back to hurt the holders of Federal Reserve notes more than anything else, as far as speaking on a consumer, on a retail investor side. But it says here, the U.S. is drawing up sanctions that could cause some Chinese banks to lose access to the dollar. The measures are being taken to prevent the U.S. U.S. sees as China's support for Russia invasion of Ukraine. See, once again, the U.S. sees as China's support for Russia invasion of China, the outlet reported. Last week, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken accused China of providing Russia with crucial technology parts for its weapons industry. Once again, whenever you hear about allegations coming from our intel on this side, it's already slanted, turned upside down, and used as a propaganda piece for the media to further back Western, actions, which we're seeing now. And then this is him. It says, we see China sharing machine tools, semiconductors, and other dual-use items that have helped Russia rebuild the defensive industrial base that sanctions and export controls had done so much to degrade. Okay. According to Chinese customer data, trade between the two countries reached a high of $240 billion in 2023, with China becoming one of Russia's largest goods suppliers since Western companies left Russia market after the 2002 invasion. Okay. So, if these sanctions go off, as I mentioned, it will backfire big time. But then again, the U.S. knows this, and so they're deliberately doing all this to further their agenda here of destroying the current monetary structure led by the dollar so that they can usher in their own digital representations of the future they want to have for humanity. And so here's just another article here listing more of the key facts here, things of that nature, but I won't bore you with that. But let's get into what would happen. And so over the last 2 years, as I mentioned, China has ramped up their efforts to de-dollarize intentionally as far as doing international business using another country's currency, aka the dollar. And so they have been directly working with Russia using their own currencies in bilateral trades. And according to recent information provided, as it says here, Russia and China boycott the dollar using national currencies for over 90% of mutual payments. So not only have they been selling off their U.S. liabilities, aka the treasuries, but then again, they've been selling those treasuries to support their own currencies as well as get into gold and to reestablish their own currencies, internationally speaking. And so these are just two countries amongst dozens now. So it's good to say we got the ASEAN, A-S-E-A-N, of, you know, block of about 12 or so countries. They're using their own currencies. We got the Euro-Asian countries that are using their own currencies. We got the BRICS that are looking to develop some things to use themselves. So already, when it comes to a good chunk of the productive nations that produce real goods and services in reference to agriculture or the mining or minerals or whatever, they're already putting in place opportunities to use their own currency. So yeah, just not looking favorable for dollar users. Real quick here, it says Russia-China trade activity developing. Actively, that says at a meeting, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said Russia-Chinese trade and economic cooperation are actively developing despite the persistent attempts of the states of collective West to put a spoke in the wheels. There has been an almost complete de-dollarization of bilateral relations today. More than 90% of mutual payments have been transferred to national currencies. Lavrov went on to say that the supply of Russian agricultural products to Chinese markets has been growing. So not only has their trade efforts ramped up as a result of sanctions on Russia, it actually helped both of those nations out substantially because it has drove them closer together to where it only incentivized them to literally cross this last remaining of a mile, if I was use that analogy. And if they're at 90% now, once China banks are sanctioned, if they actually go through with that, then the 10% of their international or their, you know, mutual currency agreements would literally probably happen within a week's time. Like there will be the announcement of some type of major, you know, bilateral agreement or something of that magnitude to where it'll be 100%. And then at that point, outside of just having access to dollar markets, what good would it be to your country in general to even want to participate still in the SWIFT system and all the other things? So just things that clearly the West has to be thinking about, or they're doing this on purpose. Okay, and so here is another article, and this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. And so this is right here, literally the response to something like this would send a shockwave across the global monetary system, because not only has sanctions, as I mentioned, helped Russia and China because it brought them closer together, but the $300 billion is left of Russian funds in the Western Hemisphere with this type of Repo Act HR 4175, which according to this headline here for Monday, was included inside of the recent bill that was voted on and passed unanimously about funding Ukraine, Israel. And so those funds within that fine print, apparently this was in there, but I haven't heard it from anywhere else. That's where I'm like, you know, kind of hesitant to say this, but we all know how bad the West wants to steal Russia's funds to support Ukraine. And of course, funnel those funds through BlackRock and all the stuff that they have agenda-wise there. But if these funds are stolen, it then signals to the rest of the world that once you are sanctioned, they have now set the precedent that once those funds are sanctioned, anything that is in Western Hemisphere controls can automatically be used against you directly. So it would only speed up even faster the desire for nations that are even on a fence at threatening the Western Hemisphere's agenda. Like if you're not, if you're not lock in step with what the West wants your country to do, then you are subject to being sanctioned. So automatically you got a choice. Do we just dump our treasuries right away and run from this, or do we still straddle the fence and not try to piss off the West because they may sanction us, then freeze us, then steal from us? And so literally most nations that already know they want to go towards the BRICS, which as of now, there's 40 nations that are literally on the waiting list to join the BRICS union. And so as of now, nine nations now. And so literally the other nations, which include the Middle Eastern countries that just joined, they now have to make some tough decisions. Will they continue to accept the dollar and U.S. liabilities for payment and oil, given the fact that they, being a part of the BRICS, could fall into the sanction category at some point as well if they don't participate? So they may be incentivized to no longer accept dollars for oil and dump whatever reserves they have and probably buy what gold or do some currency swaps or something like that. So you see the dilemma that the world faces because the dollar is the weapon of choice that the West is using. And of course, that's what we base our livelihood upon, the Federal Reserve note. So yeah. Anyway, real quick here, it says Repo Act passage has authorized Biden to confiscate Russian assets and transfer to Ukraine. So the minute this takes place, as I mentioned, Treasury's yield will surge because there will be a massive dumpage of U.S. liabilities. And then a dollar, of course, follows suit. So it says when the White House voted to pass Biden's long sought after foreign aid package Saturday, which will deliver over $60 billion to Ukraine, including in the package was the passage of the Repo Act, which paves the way for Biden administration to confiscate billions in Russian sovereign assets, which sit in U.S. banks. And so, once again, a chance, and then they actually give, I don't think they even released to the public all the fine details of what was just voted on and passed this past weekend in reference to that aid package. But according to Zero Hedge here, the Repo Act was inside of that. So we'll have to wait and see. It says the U.S. administration has been pursuing a controversial plan to transfer frozen Russian assets, to Ukraine for reconstruction, and has been aggressively lobbying G7 countries to jump on board. And given most of the $300 billion in Russian aid assets are held in Europe, particularly France, Germany, and Belgium, a summary of the Repo Act HR 4175 on the congressional website reads, this bill requires or authorizes various actions related to the confiscation and disposition of Russian sovereign assets, which includes funds and other property, Russia's central bank, direct investment, and fund or ministry of finance. So I'm like, okay, apart from just hearing about this from Zero Hedge, I wasn't aware of the Repo Act. And so I thought I would just look at the Repo Act. And as of right now, it was never officially voted on or passed. But then again, according to this congressgov.gov, it was put forth by Michael McCaul of Texas in November of 2023. And it does sit on the books, but it hasn't moved. So it's just literally introduced. So did they sneak this in and pass it? I don't know, but they have legislation on the books to pass it. It's just a matter of when, not if. And so according to the bill here, it gives you all the breakdown. Basically, the whole bill is literally, it says, rebuilding economic prosperity and opportunity for Ukrainians Act, or the Repo for Ukrainians Act. So literally, our government, and from a representative from Texas, which is a Republican, put forth this bill, lets me know he's bought and paid for. So anyway, this is what people should be considering, because literally the moment that these funds are stolen, that only sets the dominoes that will speed things up rapidly to where interest rates will surge in this country here. Therefore, the Federal Reserve will be forced to have to respond in some way by trying to pivot to begin some type of monetary recreation. Therefore, surging M2 would probably surge. U.S. will have to borrow more debt, or there may be an event in between that, which would lead to some type of direct conflict that would give the Americans the reason to fight some type of war with China, perhaps. So between war, monetary debasement, and more destruction within our country, you know, something's bound to happen. But we know this can't stop because they're too deep in the game. They're too deep in the game. Okay. And if that's not enough, here's another interesting article here that just lets the world know what is possibly being developed. Can't say this is for sure, but once again, this is what's being worked on. So we have BRICS to develop its own crypto stablecoin. And so this came out yesterday. It's trending across all the digital asset space. So all the people who focus on cryptocurrencies and stuff like this is jumping on this. But even the article that this is from didn't really say stablecoin. It just mentioned the collaboration on a payment medium. And they assumed cryptocurrency because it referred to the digital asset space. But then again, we know they're working on something. So I'll just go right to the original source with this one here. Let me bring this up here. And it's in Russian. So once I translate it over to English, I can let you guys know. It says, Deputy Foreign Minister of Russia, Sergey, I'm not going to butcher his last name, BRICS is moving forward, creating an important precedent. And so it's basically a Q&A, but the part that is worth mentioning is towards the bottom. And once it translates over all the way, I will read it briefly And so, I will fill the last question. Is entry brand facilities chosen? Nope. I would like to hear for the BRICS climate. Nope. Where'd it go? Give you a second. Conference fields, culture, exchange. BRICS will also be increased. So we oppose. All right. Well, it'll take too long. But anyway, within the article here, it mentioned nothing about stablecoin. It just mentioned more about the collaboration between these countries here. But then again, we know that they are working on something that will eventually be used to allow those nations to conduct business amongst themselves. And of course, we've talked about the mBridge, which is the interoperable ledger that each nation in the BRICS are building towards, which officially be rolled out, and it's already out in its own forms and fashion. So anyway, but we know what would happen. They're building basically the same thing the Western Hemisphere is building as well, with trying to come up with a wholesale CBDC with the retail CBDC all interlinked. And so we know they're all working towards the same agenda. It's just interesting how the West versus East narrative continues to make it appear as if there's a good guy versus bad guy, but ultimately they are going in the same direction. It's all about digitizing our financial structure with tokenization of real assets and all that stuff like that, which is inevitable. And speaking of which, let me share some more stuff with you. Taxation. So as our country becomes more desperate, and looking for ways to fund and subsidize themselves, they're going to tax us heavily. And so this is something that surfaced today that I just saw. And it says Biden calls for 44.6% capital gains tax rate, highest capital gains tax since its creation in 1922. So this is what's on a block. This is what we're up against here. So, you know, whether it be whatever state you're in that might have capital gains tax on metals, or when you're interacting in the digital asset space, as well as all the other, you know, asset classes in reference to, you know, stock traders and stuff like that. This is the tax that they're trying to put out there, because what this tells me is that as we move further into the year and years, as the monetary base continues to expand, it's going to show up in the price of actual real world items, stocks, bonds, and, you know, all the investment grade assets. And so it's like the perfect model of we'll inflate intentionally, but then tax out on the other end of that, which is the whole concept of financial repression, like expand the monetary base, but then on the back end of that, come in on the taxation side to try to, you know, sop out some of that liquidity that was put into the market. So the wealthier the people become, or the wealthier the people feel, or the wealthier it appears that you are on screen when you look at your portfolio, ultimately on the back end, they're coming in to tax that away. So, but real quick here, it says President Biden has formally proposed the highest top capital gains tax in over 100 years. Here is a direct quote from Biden's 2025 budget proposal. It says, together, the proposal would increase the top margin rate on long-term capital gains and qualified dividends to 44.6%. Yes, you read that correctly. A Biden top capital gains and dividends tax rate of 44.6%. It says, under the proposal, the combined federal state tax gains tax exceeds 50% in many states. California will face a combined federal rate of 59%. New Jersey will be 55.3%. Oregon will be 54.5%. Minnesota 54%. And New York State 53.4%. So literally, like a combined federal and state capital gain tax. Think about that. Over half of what you think is yours would be stolen, outright stolen, because we all know, ultimately, excess tax is theft. And so imagine everything that is appreciated between now and the next year or two because of monetary malfeasance has literally been taken away from you in taxation. Pure criminal. It says, worse, capital gains are not indexed to inflation, so Americans already get stuck paying tax on some gains that are not real. Biden's high inflation makes this especially painful. So state and federal will be over 50% for a lot of people. And that... yeah, that's just what the government wants to do. And it doesn't stop there. Let me get another. I got another one here. Here is the recent information on taxes for crypto. It says IRS reports of a new crypto tax form used to report transactions. It says the IRS has released a draft of form 1099-DA digital assets. 1099-DA. So I believe is a new category. Proceeds from broker transactions. The form is the next step in the agency's effort to bolster crypto tax reporting. The follows proposed regulations published last year. So literally, here is a new form that will be given, which will text you a lot of information as to how much, where, and please share your wallet address so we can verify that. So IRS has offered a glimpse of the future of crypto reporting. The agency has released a draft of 1099 Form A. Now available on the IRS website. The form is next step in the agency's efforts to bolster crypto tax reporting. It says the proposed regulations would, among other things, require brokers, so wherever you buy your cryptos from, to report customer sales and exchanges of digital assets. The sent transactions were reported on IRS. It says under the proposed regulations, brokers, including digital asset trading platforms, digital asset payment processors, certain digital hosted wallets providers would be required to report sales or exchanges.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at lq.com.
Or them trying to steal outright your crypto proceeds, they're coming for what they believe is theirs, which means anything that you've worked hard for in some capacity, they want it back. So this is the true state of Main Street and what we can expect moving forward. So the goal will probably be, based upon all the information provided, with the increased capital gains tax as well as the incoming theft of the capital gains on crypto as well, because I fall into the same category, how to maneuver around that. And so strategizing how to maneuver around that legally, might I add, will be something that will be worth discovering or trying to dive into further in the days ahead. So on my side, I'm definitely trying to connect with, certain tax strategists, people who specialize in ultimately just reading the tax code. Entrepreneurs can use to, actually pay taxes in its entirety. But, ultimately this comes back to hurt the W-2 wage owners more than those who are business owners. So words to the wise might be to start some type of in business of some what's happening, man. Wanted to bring this to you real quick so you guys can see what's going on. And not sure what that's all about. But anyway, that being the case, that to me is a sign that somebody won't be talking about certain things. So anyway, my good people, you guys be blessed, be safe, and I will catch you guys later. And enjoy your day, man. Peace.